Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So once again, live from Austin, Texas, it's Bob Dacey substituting for Alex Jones. Today is the 16th day of October 2007, and Alex is on the last day of his little mini vacation, and he will be back tomorrow, and then I can go back to selling toilet parts and things. But until then, once again, I am here. My name is Bob Dacey. I am the host of the Simple Truth cable access TV talk show in Austin, Texas. For those of you in the Austin area, it's on from 6 to 7 on Monday nights. We were on last night. And the show is produced by Kelly Taylor and Jeff Cantoff. And we've been on the air. We're in our ninth season now. And we cover pretty much the same politically incorrect topics that Alex covers. And as I said before a couple of times in the last few days, Alex Jones was the guy that woke me up to the reality of the New World Order. And the John Birch Society was the vehicle I chose to fight the New World Order. And things have gone a long way since those many years ago when I first met Alex in my office. And I was trying to assess him, and he was trying to assess me. And, gee, at that time when I met him in my office, I was giving him stuff that I'd starting to look up, like, for example, my son's high school textbook, where he was a senior at Anderson High School, and I looked at his government textbook, and right there they were teaching him that the Second Amendment doesn't mean what it says. And so I showed a copy of that to Alex, and he said, "Can I have this?" And I said, "Sure." And then that Friday night, he was on the air on his local radio show. This is way before he got to be such a big deal. He was reading it to an audience all over Austin, and I was thinking, hey, I got media power now, you know? So I gave Alex stuff like that for a while. And yesterday I talked about that UNIDIR article that I gave him many years ago, where the United Nations disarmament arm was talking about making sure that civilians could not have military-style weapons, and that would make it easier for the state to retain or regain the legitimate monopoly of force. I talked about that yesterday. And, of course, Alex, at that time, was able to spread that all over his website and thinking, hey, more media power. And here I am now, 2007, sitting in the Central Texas Command Center here, deep behind enemy lines, at the microphone, talking to millions of people in the last few days. And now we got real media power, and I'm just tickled pink about it, and I'm honored that Alex asked me to do this every once in a while. I think it's great. When he deserves a break and needs to take some time off with his family, well, gee, I'll be in here. You know, I can't resist the opportunity to spout off to that many people and give my opinions. Alex puts no restrictions on what I say. You know, it's just straight. He doesn't edit what I write. Nothing. It's just pure. So, yesterday I was bashing the UN unmercifully, as they deserve. And I talked about the fact that the Council on Foreign Relations started the UN, really. I mean, they were the principal organization that got it going. Said that over 40 members of the CFR were at the founding conference, and that the CFR member, Alger Hiss, was the acting secretary general of the founding confab they had in San Francisco, and that Alger Hiss had flown the charter over to Washington to have the president sign it real quick while it was still warm. And, that Alger Hiss was a traitor. He was convicted later of being a Soviet spy. So I haven't finished explaining the CFR. I want to go after the CFR a little bit more, and I will do that. Start after the break. This is Bob Jones. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their attribution.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Bob Dacey once again back. He's substituting for Alex Jones today, October the 16th, 2007. And again, I was talking about Council on Foreign Relations before the break, and I don't think I bashed them enough yesterday. That's what I think the problem is. People don't seem to understand, and maybe I didn't emphasize enough yesterday, that the Council on Foreign Relations runs, you know, everything. I mean, they're the behind the scenes people that actually make the UN work. One of the callers was saying that the UN is nothing but a shill group, you know, a puppet or whatever, a whipping boy. Well, the people that make the UN work are the people of the Council on Foreign Relations. I kept talking to the guy about, well, who runs them? And he thinks that there's a left-right situation going on when there's no such thing. The fella, one of the callers, was saying that it's those right-wingers and those neocon businessmen types that's causing all the problems. And he said he was from the left wing. Well, he doesn't get it. You know, the left wing and the right winger on the same buzzard, same bird. And they're just, one's flapping one way, one's flapping the other one, and that's just the way it is. There is no left wing and right wing. You know, we always talk about the true scale is liberty versus totalitarianism. You know, anarchy versus totalitarianism. You know, no government, which is horrible, because everything falls apart, and then you get a big government to fix it, and you get totalitarianism, where they tell you what to do, whether you're in Soviet Russia or in Adolf Hitler's Germany, it doesn't matter. They run everything. whether they call it fascism or communism, doesn't really matter. You still get the boot in the face. But somewhere along in there, there's something that works, and what works is a limited government. You know, the way we were raised here in the United States, that the government needs to be limited and chained down by the Constitution and split into three branches so that the three branches can split power and fight amongst themselves all the time and keep themselves weak so that the people can prosper. And yes, we have democratic underpinnings, that's for sure. You know, we democratically elect representatives to go to the House and to the Senate to supposedly to do their constitutionally restricted duties, although they seem to have gotten a little out of bounds in the last couple of hundred years. And another important thing that's very unpopular with people because they've been lied to all their lives about the word democracy. Democracy is not what this country is. We're a republic. You know, in a democracy, hey, that's mob rule, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and the mob's not too smart sometimes. I'm sorry. The mob is just not too smart sometimes. They want stuff. They vote for stuff. And all of a sudden, nobody has any stuff. And then they vote themselves into an oligarchy. And then we're all in big trouble. So, you know, we have democratic underpinnings. But the whole point of the House and the Senate is to filter the will of the majority and to protect the rights of the minority. And that's what a republic is. And that's what we are. And that's what we're trying to preserve. However, my friends at the Council on Foreign Relations want just the opposite. They want an oligarchy with them at the top and everybody else at the bottom. And that's what they were founded to do. You know, yesterday I talked about Edward Mandelhaus, Wilson's right-hand man, his Henry Kissinger, principally, you know, one of the main founders of the CFR back in 1921. And these guys have been up to mischief ever since. Before I go into a little bit about the CFR, and of course I'm going to use one of their own documents against them, that's what I love to do, I'm going to read a news report here which kind of relates. This is from the Jones Report today, written by Aaron Dykes. You can go to jonesreport.com and check it out. Secretary Rice, CFR, usher in Pan-American community. Trade agreements for Peru, Colombia, and Panama have concluded, forming an unbroken chain of trading partners from Tierra del Fuego to the Arctic Circle that will level U.S. wages. Boy, I'm excited now, aren't you? Our wages are going to be leveled. How about that? This is a quote from Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice from the article. Quote, "The founding ideal of our Pan-American community, born across many centuries and carried by us still, is the hope that life in the hemisphere would signify a break with the old world and a new beginning for all mankind." Gee, I just think she said New World Order by in a little different twist. A break with the old world, yes. And a creation of a new system of international politics based on mutual respect and cooperation among independent nations. Yeah, right. Independent nations all linked together under a one-world government are not independent, Miss CFR, Condoleezza CFR Rice. And then we have another quote down here, apparently from her. "Today we are making a similar strategic commitment in our hemisphere to the success of our Pan-American community. This commitment has begun in the last decade by leaders of both parties. It is now being advanced further." Well, you know, the John Birch Society, many years ago, talked about the dangers of NAFTA and to look out for the free trade area of the Americas, the FTAA. And principally, because I am a member of the John Birch Society and I'm aware of what they know, guess what? I was completely aware of the FTAA when I looked into the Trans-Texas Corridor back in 2004 and immediately recognized it for what it was, the Texas chunk of an infrastructure project meant to link the whole Western Hemisphere. And a year later, the Birch Society sent me to Waco to go to this conference at Baylor University, the Free Trade Area in the Americas Conference, and lo and behold, everything I knew was confirmed by the luminaries there. They say they were talking about building a big superhighway system They needed the infrastructure to link the whole area together so everyone could participate in the trade area. That was Dr. Supachai Panichpakdi, the former head of the United Nations World Trade Organization, said that. So, we knew about it a long time ago. We knew what was going on a long time ago, and, of course, now it seems like everybody's starting to figure it out. And by the way, let me make an announcement here. On the second hour today, you want to be sure and stay tuned for that. We're going to have John McManus, the president of the John Birch Society, is coming on. And we're going to discuss the Birch Society's efforts to stop the North American Union. And then later on in that same hour, Kelly Taylor is going to join us. Kelly Taylor, of course, locally is one of the two producers of the TV show that I host, The Simple Truth. And Jeff Kantoff is the other producer. But in the Birch Society, Kelly is kind of like the official spokesman for the Birch Society on the subject of the NAFTA superhighway and how it relates to the North American Union. So we're going to have a discussion with Mr. McManus first, then Kelly Taylor will join us. And then after that, we'll probably take some phone calls and see how that goes. So anyway, I digress. That's okay. I'm allowed to. I got the microphone. Okay, so we have Secretary Rice here, CFR member, talking about this Pan-American Union, which, again, that's what the FTAA is, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to create this FTAA, this Free Trade Area of the Americas. I guess they think the North American Union of Canada, the United States, and Mexico is a done deal, huh? Well, I don't think so, but they do. Now, listen to this. Here's Condoleezza Rice again. She asked that U.S. workers facing dislocation and insecurity update their skills and pursue retraining, suggesting that the role of community college in giving people a second or even third or sometimes fourth start on a different kind of career. So, yeah, we know you've got a nice career and you've been doing stuff and you've been making widgets and you've got this company and everything. And, well, we're going to have the slaves come in and make it instead, and we're going to export your job to China. And then that stuff you used to make is going to come through Lazaro Cardenas, Mexico, up the Trans-Texas Corridor and be bought in the stores. And you won't have a job anymore. But, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to send you to community college and retrain you to take a crummy job. And this will be good for you, America. You don't really want a middle class, do you? Come on. And then apparently Mr. Bush, our imperious leader, makes this remark. I understand that if you're forced to change a job halfway through a career, it can be painful for your family. I know that. And that's why I'm a big believer in trade adjustment assistance. It helps Americans make the transition from one job to the next. The community college system, for example, will be able to train that person for jobs which actually exist. Oh boy, Mr. President, I'm just getting so excited. So you're doing this trade deal so that we can cream American jobs, destroy the middle class, and then we get government assistance to train for a crummy job, right? You know, I envision a future in America, if Bush gets his way, that in order to get a degree at an American, say, community college, you will have to learn this phrase. Would you like some fries with that, sir? That's how you'll get a degree. You'll be able to, work flipping burgers, and that'll be your degree. You can say, would you like some fries with that, sir? And then, let's say you're really good at that. You're really good at upselling with the fries, Well, then you could go back to community college, and then you get a master's degree. And in your master's degree, what you need to learn how to say is, you can supersize that for 39 cents. That'd be great. America will be so dumbed down that that's what all we'll be able to do. The problem is, with my plan, is that those jobs are going to be taken by all the illegal aliens coming up here, So I don't know what we're going to do. I guess the middle class is in big trouble, but hey, Condoleezza thinks it's a great idea. Well, when we get back from our break, I am going to continue to bash Condoleezza Rice, the CFR. ¶¶
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes. Here that build all the bombs. Here that hide behind walls. Here that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks.
Okay, Bob Vasey back on the Alex Jones Show. Before the break, we're talking about Condoleezza Rice and George Bush and how great it's going to be to take out the American middle class and have them get government assistance to re-educate them for what we don't really know, what kind of jobs are going to be out there, since they're taking all the high-tech stuff and shipping it to India. and they're taking all the manufacturing and shipping it to China, and all the service jobs are being taken out by the illegal aliens. So I'm not exactly sure what all these high-tech jobs that, I mean, these jobs that President Bush say actually exist are. I'm not real sure what those are going to be. Maybe we can just, you know, sell each other services. Okay, back to this article. Here's another quote from Secretary Rice. These agreements, these trade agreements will benefit U.S. workers and businesses, enabling them to compete on a level playing field in new markets, to create jobs and opportunity in our nation, and to address the wealth of all in our economy. What the heck is that supposed to mean? I think that was what you call gobbledygook, I believe. And then Aaron Dyke says, the meaning of a level playing field was not clarified, but perhaps it relates to former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan's recent call for lowering U.S. wages and opening the borders on David Letterman's Late Show. Now here's a quote from Alan Greenspan. We ought to be opening up our borders to skilled labor from all parts of the world, because if we were to do that, we would increase the supply of skilled workers that our schools have been unable to create, and as a consequence of that, we would lower the average wage of skills and reduce the degree of income inequality in this country. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Taking us down, taking our standard of living down, lowering our wages, letting foreigners have the job, exporting the stuff to China, bringing the illegal aliens in. Hey, man, it's all great if you're a New World Order type traitor to the United States of America. And, you know, there's another article here I'm not going to get into, but I just want to read the first couple of sentences. This is from Scoop Independent News. It was actually a press release from the U.S. State Department by Condoleezza Rice. And it's her remarks at the Organization of American States, the OAS, another one of those groups. Here's her opening remark. I would also like to thank the Council on Foreign Relations for hosting this event and for inviting me here to speak with you. I have to say I never have seen the Council's Washington offices, this despite the fact that I have been a member of the council for many, many years. Yes, Condoleezza Rice, you have been a traitor to your country for many, many, many years. Now, I told you I was going to do a little CFR bashing. I am holding in my hand something that I got from the CFR a long time ago. You know, Alex asked me to bash the CFR a little bit, so I dug, you know, my goodie bag from a long time ago, and I am holding the Council on Foreign Relations 1999 annual report. This is an old one. It doesn't matter how old it is because the organization has never changed. They've always been a bunch of traitors, and that's just what they are. They're just a bunch of traitors. And if you look in their annual report, you can see the treason all over the place. And, you know, I can flip around in this book, and I can see that, you know, some of the directors of the CFR back then were people like Rune Arledge, remember him, of ABC, and George Soros. Back then, he was the director. And Maurice Greenberg, George Mitchell, Warren Rudman, Jessica Einhorn, very lot of famous people. Robert Zoellick, ever heard of him? Yeah, how about that? Richard C. Holbrooke, very, very powerful people, very powerful people. And the director emerita, one of them, is David Rockefeller, the honorary chairman of the CFR. And we all know what David Rockefeller thinks about the United States of America. You remember that quote that he made in his own book back in 2002, Memoirs, on page 405. He states that some people actually accuse his family of being a part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States in order to form a one-world government. And if you recall, Mr. Rockefeller said, if that is the charge, I stand guilty and I'm proud of it. Yes, admitted traitor, David Rockefeller, Chairman Emeritus of the CFR. So when we come back from this break, we're going to clobber them with their own book. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government. And only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
Alex, shall I begin?
For the first time, all the pieces have been put together. The dots have been connected, and the picture is crystal clear. Earth's ruling elite believe they have discovered the fountain. But before they can attain it, 80% of us must die. A psychopathic technocracy is establishing world government so there can be no escape from their plan.
The New World Order is the Old World Order. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
I would pull up a plane in Munich. They interrogated me 4 hours.
Some shots were fired.
I need you to move off the province.
their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
All right, that's Alex Jones, Endgame, his latest, greatest achievement. And you want to go to InfoWars.com and pre-order Endgame, because they are fixing to start shipping that out real soon. And you want to pre-order it, get your copy, and watch it and spread it out and let everybody know about it, because I know that Endgame is going to be fantastic. And so you go to InfoWars.com and pre-order Endgame right now, okay? Or maybe not right now, maybe just after I get through talking or something like that. Anyway, okay, before the break, I was talking about my friends at the Council on Foreign Relations, and I'm using their own book, their annual report, to illustrate what they're really all about. They talk about some of the speakers. Listen to this list of speakers from back then. Madeleine Albright, Kofi Annan. Now, we all know about Kofi Annan from yesterday. You know, he supposedly was the Secretary General of the UN. And he freely admits, in his own words, that you don't have any rights. Even your own press corps doesn't have any right to freedom of the press if they disagree with UN practices and policies. You know, so Article 29, Section 3 really applies. If you disagree with the UN, you don't have any rights. And there's Kofi Annan. He's one of the speakers before the UN. James Baker III, Henry Kissinger. I mean, Henry Kissinger is like, you know, he's up for slime ball of the year every year. I mean, you know, the guy, Henry Kissinger, yeah. It's amazing how he survives administration after administration, you know. You got George Shultz, Bill Clinton, John McCain, John Kerry. They're all in the club, ladies and gentlemen. That's why, with the exception of, Ron Paul, the real viable candidates for president are all hooked up with the CFR. You know, they pick the candidates, ladies and gentlemen, except for Ron Paul. They pick the candidates. Be nice if we could pick Ron Paul this time instead. It's going to be interesting to find out how that goes, because the mainstream media, which these guys control, is having a hard time keeping his message from getting out, although they're trying their best. They're failing. They're failing. These people are not invincible. There's cracks in their little shell, and we're putting them there. So anyway, that's some of their speakers that they have, and you know they have. There's a letter from the chairman in here, and he talks about their wonderful things that they do, and I love this quote. The debating and making of U.S. foreign policy used to be a New York thing a long time ago, and then it was mainly a Washington matter. But as the world turned more complicated, and as an increasing number of interests asserted themselves, it became clear that a national dialogue would be needed to create a useful and coherent U.S. foreign policy. And, of course, this is what the CFR says that they do. My question to these guys is, who elected them to represent me? Where do they get? Where does it say in the Constitution that we have a fourth branch of government, which is a bunch of unelected elites pulling the levers from behind the scenes? Where is that in the Constitution? But that's what they claim their role is. You know, as always, our new national members will be leaders in this country and will represent varied backgrounds, expertise, and political points of view. Now that's a crock right there, representing political points of view. What do you bet that the Gun Owners of America is not in the CFR? What do you bet that the John Birch Society is not in the CFR? You know, what do you bet that Alex Jones would never be allowed to join the CFR? All they want is committed globalists and camp followers and bootlickers to promote globalism. That's what they're all about. That's what they were founded to do, is promote globalism, one world government, and destroy the national sovereignty of the United States of America. Only thing you get, socialist and totalitarian views, is what you get. You know, Dick Cheney, but Dick Cheney's a Republican. No, he's a poser. He's a totalitarian posing as a Republican. All right? So, well, George Bush isn't in CFR, and he's too dumb to be in the CFR. You've got to be smart to be in the CFR. You know, you've got to be pretty crafty to be in the CFR. Bush is a puppet. He surrounded himself. Or should I say CFR members have surrounded him to make sure he behaves himself. All right? Okay, then they have a letter from the vice chairman, and back then it was Maurice Greenberg, and he says, "For as far as the eye can see, the countries that could represent major strategic challenges, the United States, are concentrating on economic growth. I prefer particularly to Russia and China." You think they're just concentrating on economic growth? Huh, I got news for you. Although, yeah, they are. That's part of what they're doing to go along with their military, because their military owns everything. "I think there are good grounds to believe these nations will not become our strategic adversaries once again, but as long as their leaders and people believe in their economic futures." Yeah, so, you know, as long as the communist Chinese can make all of our stuff for us and take out our manufacturing base and help Mexico build big giant ports to bring slave goods into our country, hey, no problem. And I bet you these guys don't have any problem with that either. Here's a good one. "The organization of our military forces and U.S. defense policy have to be rethought, and the council is involved in that too." Yeah, well, who gave you the right to be involved in that? Again, you're not elected anything. You're a fourth branch of government. See, they're operating outside of the Constitution. "We have to examine the idea of a standby UN force created globally for peacemaking and peacekeeping operations." Oh, boy. There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. See, the UN, you know, their version of peace is not your version of peace. The UN version of peace is opposition, is a lack of opposition to their will. Basically, it's a boot in your face, a gun at your head, and it basically is the peace of what I call, shut up or I'll shoot you. That is peace, according to the UN. Lack of opposition to their will. And who runs the UN? These guys. These guys. Whether they're so-called Democrat posers or Republican posers, it doesn't make any difference. They run the UN. Let's see. "More study needs to be done on how to deal with aftershocks of a terrorist attack on the American cities." Wow, listen to that. This was a 1999 paper here. Gee, how'd they know that? It's amazing. And, of course, you know, I remember that Ted Koppel did a series, a former member of the CFR, several years ago on Nightline, a five-part series meant to scare the snot out of the American people. That was a big biological attack in New York or something like that. They had a panel of CFR members all, and a death toll with a clock going behind them of all the death toll of Americans dying because of this big biological attack in New York. Oh, it was disgusting, trying to scare the heck out of you into giving up your rights. Okay, so then they have the president's reports, and this is what they do. They recruit people to from all parts of life to get in there and screw things up for the rest of us. This was a president's report written by Leslie Gelb many years ago, and he says, we also have our international affairs fellows. The idea is to take scholars and give them a year in government or younger officials and provide them with a year for reflection and research in a think tank or academia. And the CFR infests everything. Everything. And they just, their people move in and out of government at will because it's, you know, the big good old boys club, you know. So they have tremendous political clout. Okay, now let's see what else I got in here just to give you a flavor of what the CFR is all about. Oh, they have a little blurb about, you know, disarmament. They have a United Nations round table, and they, these discussions seek to develop recommendations for UN leadership in setting new norms for human rights and disarmament. And of course, disarmament, that means you. That means you. We talked about that yesterday. UNIDIR, United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research, openly stating they want to take all semi-automatic weapons away from Americans. Yes, those guys. And they want, again, in their own words, which we discussed yesterday, they believe, CFR believes, and their Globocop, their machine, the UN, believes in government monopoly of force. But the CFR, that's just great, because that's what they want, because they think they want to be, they're going to be the government. All right? So, again, they're heavily involved in the UN disarmament stuff. They have a rule. When you're a CFR member, they have a rule called the Rule on Non-Attribution. And basically what it means is anything that we talk about behind closed doors stays behind closed doors. And they say, well, it's for free and open discussion, and you can't be revealing the stuff we talk about behind here to the press or anybody that might be talking to the press or a reporter or an author or anything because, you know, we'll kick you out. This kind of reminds me of the old Charlie Rich song, No One Knows What Goes On Behind Closed Doors. So you have a semi-secret group of people meeting in secret to discuss how to screw the United States over. And, you know, that's just cool. And their excuse is, well, we want open discussion, and we don't want anybody to be embarrassed by what he might say. And I'm looking at their historical roster of directors and officers. First one that jumps out was Isaiah Bowman. He was a director from 1921 to 1950. Well, he was the guy who first proposed the UN. Isaiah Bowman, that's him right there. You know? So, you know, when you think UN, you have to think CFR. That's just the way it works. And yes, the caller yesterday was talking about how the UN can't do anything without the acquiescence of the American elite. Well, that's true, you know, but he doesn't understand the American elite is left and right. It's not just what he thinks is the evil right wing. And, you know, I wish I had talked to that guy yesterday a little bit more. He made me mad because he just kept spewing lies. But he doesn't seem to understand is that these elitists, which he was talking about, you know, these right wingers can't stand communism. That's a joke. These elitists funded Lenin. They funded Lenin. They said, no way, there's no way these rich American capitalists, pigs, would ever fund Vladimir Lenin. That can't be. But all you got to do to prove that to yourself is go get a copy of Armand Hammer's autobiography, Hammer, by Armand Hammer, and go read it. He goes over to Russia back in 1922 or whenever and meets with Vladimir, and he falls all over himself. How great. There's pictures in there. Me and Vlad. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. He got the concessions to go over there and build pencil factories and asbestos mines and all this stuff and opened up a flood of these super-rich elitists funding what? One of the most diabolical, evil, mass-murdering communists ever exist on the planet? Armand Hammer. Yeah, you know, just don't believe me, believe them, okay? Some of these other people, Avril Harriman, he was a real good buddy with Joseph Stalin back in the day. John McCloy, former chairman of the board, John McCloy. Man, that was a guy that brought all the Nazis over after World War II. Operation Paperclip. John McCloy, he was on the Warren Commission to cover up what happened to President Kennedy when he ran afoul of his elitist masters and stopped behaving himself. Interesting. A lot of guys, I'll tell you what. And, of course, the membership percentage. This is important to understand, the membership percentage. This is very important because it's not just super rich guys. You've got people in business, including banking, mainly including banking, 26% of their membership back then was that type of people. And we're talking about the heads of all the big corporations, too, the big ones. You know, they're CFR. So then you've got academic scholars. 21% of their membership back in 1999 was academic scholars. And that's very important. You've got people like nowadays Robert Pastor, the guy who is one of the chief promoters of the North American Union. He would be considered an academic scholar. I would consider him a traitor. But CFR considers him an academic scholar. Then you have nonprofit institutions, scholars, and administrators. That's 20%. Yeah, you know, with all these funds, Rockefeller Fund, Pew Charitable Trust, Carnegie Brothers, all these foundations which they set up many, many years ago so that they could get a bunch of money and not have to pay tax on it and use it for political advocacy. These guys. And donate money to organizations like Mecha, and the National Council of La Raza, and the American Indian Movement, and whoever else is going to stir up trouble in the United States, they get to do that. So 20% of their membership is that type of people. And then here you have U.S. government officials, 14% of their membership. And now we're talking about roughly 4,000 people in the CFR now, and you got 14% of the membership is government officials. Now, how can you be a government official, U.S. government official, who's supposed to swear an oath to protect and defend the Constitution? How can you be that and then be a member of the CFR whose sworn duty is to destroy the Constitution? See, I think there's a problem there. There's a disconnect. I don't understand how a government official can be a member of the CFR. That seems to be like, you know, conflict of interest if you really want to represent your country. And then another one, journalists, correspondents, and communications executives. Oh, yeah, they got the press. 10% of their membership, journalists, correspondents, communications executives, you know, because they want to control what information you have access to. Well, there's your CFR, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got another break coming up. And after that, we'll hit them a little bit harder. And then at the top of the hour, we'll have John McManus. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones, The Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The mess-up that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on riding, riding on.
Yeah, we want to make darn sure that the peace train doesn't get derailed by the New World Order, because they're trying to drive this train, which is our country, over a cliff and wreck the whole thing. So join in with us and try to stop these people, because guess what? If the U.S. goes, That's it, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, the chief organization in the U.S. that's trying to destroy the U.S. as an independent nation, which is based on the constitutional rights and the idea that our rights come from God, and that the purpose of government is to protect those rights. That concept is going to be in big trouble, is in big trouble. And the CFR, of course, is the chief organization within the United States that's pushing that. I'm looking at their membership roster from many years ago, and it's just funny. You look at some of these things, these people leap out of the page at you. Madeleine Albright, remember, she was the Secretary of State under Clinton, and she said, I think, on 60 Minutes that 500,000 Iraqi children dying because of our policies after the first Gulf War was a good price to pay. You remember that? I mean, you're talking about total scum, total, complete scum. Looking at a few more of these people, who we got? Let me see. Tom Brokaw, you know, that's at the end. You got all the big shot reporters are members of the CFR. Barbara Walters is a member of the CFR. Paula Zahn is a member of the CFR. I mean, you know, just, it's a joke. You know, it's a joke. Dan Rather is a member of the CFR. Of course, he's kind of on the outs now. But still, you know, they control the press, ladies and gentlemen. The mainstream press. You know, they just do it at the very top. Zbigniew Brzezinski, member of the CFR. You want to talk about a Nazi? Man, that guy's a Nazi. Zbigniew Brzezinski, he's the guy that wrote that book, The Grand Chessboard, about how we need to go over there and take over the Caspian Basin so we can get all that oil, and how we need to build a pipeline through Afghanistan, and how the problem is that Americans are too democratic at home to be autocratic abroad, and absent something that shakes our sense of domestic security, like a Pearl Harbor event, Americans won't agree to us going over there and taking all that stuff over because democracy is inimical to imperial mobilization. That was Zbigniew Brzezinski. William F. Buckley, the guy so many conservatives think is a conservative. Yeah, he's a member of the CFR. Big phony. Dick Cheney, a member of the CFR, you know. But he's a conservative. No, he's not. He's a globalist traitor. You got to get your terminology straight, see? He's a globalist traitor posing as a conservative who likes to shoot lawyers in the face with a shotgun, you know, at 15, 20 feet. Remember that? He was over there in Texas, and he shot the lawyer in the face with a shotgun, and the mainstream press all lied about the distance. The guy had 200 pellets in his face, and the shotgun he was using was a 28-gauge shotgun, and Alex Jones went out and bought one and did some ballistic tests on it, and sure enough, as we all knew to begin with, when you fire a shotgun at 90 feet of that type with that many pellets in it, 28-gauge, you're going to get a spread of about 5 or 6 feet on those pellets, but this spread was like 14 inches right in a guy's face, unless he was using those lawyer-seeking shotgun shot. Cheney shot the guy at close range. Anyway, there's your CFR membership, and after this little short break, we'll be back and talk about a few more, and then hopefully we'll be bringing on John McManus of the John Birch Society. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Black Berkey.